found himself in a modern, bare room lighted by banks of cold overhead fluorescent lights. The walls were painted red. The only object in the room was a rectangular, waist-high box that reminded Hall of a podium. It had a glowing green glass top.
"Step up to the analyzer," Levitt said. "Place your hands flat on the glass, palms down."
Hall felt a faint tingling in his fingers, and then the machine gave a buzz.
"All right. Step back."
Levitt placed his hands on the box, waited for the buzz, and then nodded to a door across the room. What was that thing?
"Finger and palm print analyzer. It's fully automatic. Reads a composite of 10,000 dermatographic lines so it can't make a mistake. In its storage banks, it has a record of the prints of everyone cleared to enter Wildfire."
Levitt pushed through the door. They were in a small room with lockers. Hall found one with his name on it.
"We change in here," Levitt said.
He nodded to a stack of pink uniforms in one corner.
"Put those on after you've removed everything you're wearing."
Hall changed quickly. The uniforms were loose-fitting one-piece suits that zipped up the side. When they had changed, they proceeded down a passageway. They passed a sign that said, "You are now entering level one. Proceed directly to immunization control." Hall noticed that all the walls were red. He mentioned this to Levitt.
"Yes, all levels are painted a different color. Level one is red, two yellow, three white, four green, and five blue."
They came to immunization. A door slid back, revealing three glass booths.
Levitt said, "Just sit down in one of them."
"I suppose this is automatic, too." Hall entered a booth and closed the door behind him. There was a couch and a mass of complex equipment. A flat mechanical voice asked him to recite "Mary Had a Little Lamb" for a voice print. Then it asked him an extensive list of questions about his medical history. Finally, the voice said,
"This ends the formal questions. Please undress and lie on the couch."
He lay on the couch.
"Observe the screen before you. Place your body on the couch so that all points are obliterated."
He looked at the screen. He now saw that the points on it were arranged in the shape of a man. A moment later, an ultraviolet lamp swung out on a long arm and moved close to his body. Next to the lamp was some kind of scanning eye. Watching the screen, he could see the computer print of the scan beginning with his feet.
"This is a scan for fungus."
After several minutes, Hall was ordered to lie on his stomach, and the process was repeated. He was then told to lie on his back once more. A variety of leads snaked out at him and were attached by mechanical hands to his body. Some he could understand. A half dozen leads over his chest for an electrocardiogram and 21 on his head for an electroencephalogram. But others were fixed on his stomach, his arms, and his legs.
"Place your hand on the board to the left. Do not move. You will feel a slight prick as the intravenous needle is inserted."
Hall looked over at the screen. It flashed a color image of his hand with the veins showing in a pattern of green against a blue background. Obviously, the machine worked by sensing heat. He was about to protest when he felt a brief sting.
"This completes your physical parameters."
Hall walked with Levitt down a long red corridor. He noticed that the walls were slightly curved. "Where exactly are we?"
"On the perimeter of level one. To our left are all the laboratories. To the right is nothing but solid,